You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clutch to fuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
All right, check it out. This is a special edition of the You Know What Dude podcast with Robert Kelly. We are in Denmark.
Copenhagen.
We're going to go around the room. Everybody's going to... This is an international fucking show. We're going international with this thing.
Is this the most amount of nationalities you've had on one podcast? I got to say yes.
Absolutely.
Might be the most ever on any podcast.
This is fucking crazy. I have a summit. This is like...
I'm sorry to be here.
Why?
Because it's too much of the same thing.
No, it's not true. I need you here.
Well, you could leave.
I need you. You represent fucking Israel.
Oh, Israel. Okay, I'll do that. I'll be Israel.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Having said that, though, we are all white and male, so we're not going too much on the diversity.
No, it's just like you.
Oh yeah, it's all
like
white males.
Everybody who matters.
Dara was supposed to be here, who represents the black people of South America.
Yes.
South Africa. Sorry, South yeah. America. All right. So go around the room, introduce yourselves, and the country you're from.
Yeah, my name is Ari Eltiot, and I'm from Iceland.
Ooh.
I'm Colm O'Regan from Ireland.
Love it.
I'm Ari Shafir. I'm an American.
You're from Israel.
I'm from Israel. Oh, yeah.
So do it right.
Okay.
Do it again.
My name is, Ari Shafir, and I'm from Eretz Israel.
What are you doing here? They need you back home.
You have to do spy work before you get to the... to the actual killing
French
of
now?
The Palestinians. I don't know. I'm awful at accents.
Croissant.
And I'm Valdemar Pustelnik.
What's your last name?
Pustelnik.
Pustelnik.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
As it is.
And they look exactly the way you think they look. That's exactly what they look like, by the way. Whatever vision you had when you heard their accent, that's it right there. And of course, I'm Robert Kelly. I have, my family has fucked all of your people at some point.
Who are you? Are you
Irish? Literally are just like financially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is financially. There's a food chain because our people, the Danes, obviously, fuck both the Irish and the Icelandic.
Yes.
So there is, and then you fucked us.
We did fuck you.
Yeah.
But did we fuck you first? Didn't we come in and fuck you after you were fucked?
I think actually the Danes sailed a boat to North America and mm-hmm. fucked some people over there.
Right.
But they weren't, like your people weren't there at that point.
Right. You know? Well, so don't. What are you blaming us for?
Well, we fucked the Indians before you did.
You really?
Yeah.
So we can blame that on you?
Yeah, yeah. We did it first.
What did you do to them?
Brought disease.
No, you bring a blanket full of fucking illness?
Because we're friendly. We just said hi and took a pumpkin or stuff like that and just left.
Oh, really?
That's what they did wrong. They made Indians think that
we were friendly.
People were fine.
Yeah, you came over with your fucking buckles on your shoes.
Yeah.
And they thought we were good people, and then we showed up. And we taught him what the fuck's the deal.
Buckles in your shoes.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Leif Erikson?
Yeah.
He was Icelandic, my friend.
No. Oh, snap.
He was Icelandic. Fucking what's up, motherfucker? Tell him.
There's a statue of him
chair.
In Reykjavik, not in Denmark.
Yeah, this podcast was making history. Now it's telling history.
Yeah.
He said
Leif Erikson. So. There was a red guy.
Yeah, Erik the
you're
Red.
Red.
Yeah,
he was red. He was not Danish.
Well, he was Danish before he was Icelandic.
Well, you know, that's semantics, you know.
And by the way, you got Iceland was Danish, so.
Oh, it was shit, Danish. They owned you, bitch! Yeah. They owned you!
Snap. That was a little bit later, though, wasn't it?
Oh, retort!
Oh, no, now
it
it's semantics.
It was Ice Age, and then it was Danish.
Oh, shit, that movie Dennis Leary was in! He played a tiger!
Ice Age.
And Ray Romano was an elephant, motherfucker!
Ooh, it just got ugly really early. I'm just going to cool down now and let you guys take
it. Dude, keep it going.
Direction.
I like it. I like this fucking... Do you understand this is why... All the war started.
Yeah.
This is as simple as it is. Fucking two dudes at a... No, that's not actually what happened.
That's not true.
No, that's not
so
happened.
So you needed one war. Like, the first war didn't have that instigation because there was no previous war.
Right.
But every subsequent war fed off the one that went before. So I'd love to find out how the first one started. It could have been over a packet of Haribo or something.
Oh, yeah. It was just it was a fucking Iceland dude in a bar eating some shark with a fucking a Denmark dude eating some fucking Danishes and some pig meat. Yeah. And he was like, pig meat's better. No, a shark is fucking better.
War.
No. War. Yeah. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
Wait, do you guys hate each other? Like, are you supposed to hate each other's, like, race, like, nationalities?
Well, I think they are not. We kind of like them because they're, like, a silly cousin that is still out there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think they like us very much.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're, like, the stern older brother?
But you see, the Danish embassy in Reykjavik, in Iceland, still has, like, a shape of a castle. Because it seems like they're ready to be attacked from everybody from outside.
I think it just goes to show that Danish are more aristocratic than Icelanders are. You need a castle. That's like, you have to have a
castle.
That's
fucking,
that's your rider when you go on tour. I need a castle to sleep in when I'm doing an open mic spot in Reykjavik. So,
oh, shit.
We offered you a normal house, but you're like, do you have any castles lying around for us?
There is no moat with this one.
We have standards. We're
I can picture somebody leaving the gig that we're about to do, like about 11 p.m., going, yeah, which is really good gig, but there seemed real tension between Icelandic comedian and Danish. I don't know what happened before.
I just want to let everybody know that listens to my podcast, it's not me. It's not my show. This is the way comics are. Okay? Yeah. I'm in another fucking country. We're not in my studio. It's not the regulars. These are fucking other comedians. Iceland and fucking Denmark, and they go. That's what we do. We fight each other. We argue. We bust balls. That's what we do.
You guys have the English, right? That you hate.
Yeah, but they're not here now, so there's no. Yeah. I have no.
I can fake an English accent. Do you want me to?
Let's see. Let's hear it.
All right. You know, it's fucking thing. Yeah, you fucking got your little beard there, mate. You get some fucking cheers after.
I would rate your vowels as about 48% correct.
I don't know what I don't know what a vowel is.
I think you're calm.
What is a vowel?
It's the bits in between the
hello, Robert.
The bits in between.
The letters that you touch your tongue off the roof of your mouth for.
It's more like nothing worse than a smart Irishman. Nothing. I like the ones that just fight.
It's more like an Australian accent when you've been hit with a shovel in the face before.
That was the wordiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's not a sound bite, is it?
I think most of the podcast is just going to be bits in between the Dane and the Icelandic guy having cuts off each other.
It's strange, it's actually. It's going this way because we're really good friends.
I know, you guys love each other.
You guys have something that we antagonize.
Instinctually, you don't like it. Like, deep down, it's bred in you.
This is what America does, you know?
Yeah,
you divide and conquer. You're pitting me against him, and we're friends.
Creating,
you know?
And you know what? And we're always friends with a Jew. We always have a Jewish guy.
Yeah,
we're always protecting Israel.
I'm sorry, Valdemar. Let's have a beer after this. Let's forget about these guys.
Yeah, it's like this American foreign policy. Like, you create separatists hostility that we didn't even know existed. Yeah. So now there's going to be a guerrilla campaign for Icelandics in Denmark. Yeah. It's like the new ISIS without the I.
Yeah, the weakest ISIS of all time.
The weakest ISIS. Just the palest ISIS.
That would be
fight during the day.
Yeah. That would be a fun game show, the weakest ISIS, like where if you get
you
something wrong.
You are the weakest ISIS.
Well, have you seen, I love, that's my favorite thing on Facebook right now, is there's a couple people that just post these fucking bloopers with ISIS. Like, they load a fucking cannon wrong, and the guy doesn't know how to do it, and it just fucking explodes, and they just slow-mo the fucking body flying away.
Yeah.
Or they have...
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's cool.
They have a lot of...
Jihadis do the funniest things.
Like, yeah, dude.
To die on a plane flying a bomb.
Oh, yeah. They fuck up a lot.
Be a really weird caliphate, you know, to have in Denmark or in Iceland, with just men being really angry and say women can't walk in the street unless they're really drunk and slutty. And that's just the way we want it. And nowhere else you can do it.
Yeah.
What happened?
Like the religious government that they're... ISIS? That's the thing. You know, that they want to have...
They want to have that.
Yeah.
Dude, I lose sometimes. I lose some shit in your accent. I lost the beginning of it.
Okay,
I got to really
start
listen.
Over.
No,
start
please.
Over.
Let's just do it again. Let's just do it again because no one else heard it either. So,
hey, how long have you guys heard about ISIS in Europe? How long have you guys even heard about ISIS?
Well, the name changed every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you been hearing that term, this new group ISIS or ISIL?
ISIL. About what a pack of ISILs.
How long?
About 8 months, 10 months?
Yeah. 8 months. Sure seems new.
Yeah. And then it started as ISIL, then it was ISIS, then it was ICE.
I think it's back to ISIL.
It's back to ISIL.
I think
now.
It's back to ISIL.
ISIS is way better,
though. French call it like
ISIS
DACH.
ISIS is way better.
DACH? Which is the acronym in Arabic. whether that makes a difference when you're doing the air raids or not, but maybe it's just the French wanting to be different.
It's just branding.
Yeah, everything is different in France, like NATO. No. OTAN, OTAN.
Like a new pulp. You know what they call ISIS in Paris?
Sisi. We call it Sisi. And we don't say AIDS, we say Sida.
Like terrorist with cheese.
But is this a whole new group, or is this just Al-Qaeda rebranding itself?
They were kicked out of Al-Qaeda because they were too
extreme. Is this like
extreme?
The New York Nets becoming the Brooklyn Nets?
Like Al-Qaeda were like, listen, man, I know we do some stuff, but you're kind of giving us a bad name here. Yeah. So they kicked out the guy who leads ISIS because he was too mad.
What was it? Was he lopping people's heads off?
That kind of thing. He was just like completely insane with the crucifixion. They brought crucifixion back into fashion.
Oh, when did that happen? I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
They
crucify people as examples to other people.
Did they do it the way they did it? Did they kill them and then put them on a cross, or did they do it the way they did it back in the day where they were alive when they did it?
I think they did it old school, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like those guys would go like realistic.
Fucking old school. You know how fucking terrible that is? Just to hear somebody screaming on a cross.
So you nail each one of his limbs up one at a time.
There's like people who do that as a thing for Easter, right? They go to the Philippines
and what?
And they get crucified.
Well, not really.
They don't die, but they get
tied up. They get tied
up. Get
yeah, and they get nailed through the hands.
They don't get suspended.
Nailed through the hand.
The nail isn't suspending them, but their hands are tied, but they are taking a nail
through the hand.
To the hand.
So it's like a
which hurts, but it.
Yeah, I think the foot.
Shut up.
No, I'm kidding. No, which hurts, but really.
Come on.
I think the foot, like conceptually, you can imagine, you know, that you might take one through the hand, but not through the instep.
But don't you think that like, the whole crown of thorns, that they do that as well, right? They bear the cross and they put the crown on. That seems more painful.
Yeah, the crown of thorns. No, but if you don't move much. If you just sort of like rest it there,
just put it. It's just like a needle. You put a little bit of needle in your face, and then it's just there. It's like acupuncture.
You know, but actual thorns. You can just rest it on there. I mean, it's scratchy.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it for Halloween one year. I went as Jesus,
and you wore a crown of thorns.
A real crown of thorns that my grandmother made me,
and it hurt, but it didn't like.
I'm kidding.
Your grandmother made you.
Oh, fucking pothead.
So cool.
Bobby, go as Jesus Christ. Make me proud.
Seems out there.
I'm gonna tell Father Brian that you went as Jesus Christ.
Could we put some cotton in this crown? No, it has to be original.
Let's be real.
Yeah. I think a foot, a spike through the foot would be worse than a crown. Absolutely.
Do you think a spike through the foot or shin, or a spike through the hand would be worse?
Which hand one isn't worse, because I've actually been stabbed in the hand, and like it's not much. There's not many nerves. It's a lot of meat and gooey cartilage.
You could probably go in between the.
And you can miss the bone.
And a lot of magicians, you know, right between your thumb and your index finger, you can kind of go through. I've been stabbed there. And
but that's not where they do it. They do it down the middle.
By a magician. Yeah, by a magician.
What did you question? Did you question his integrity?
I actually.
Just a sleight of hand.
Yeah, I was like, I said, Chris Angel, you're not fucking levitating. I know how you do that. And then I levitated. I did.
Wouldn't it kind of go through your hand?
Yeah, this.
If you're hanging by it, wouldn't the nail eventually like go through?
Hi guys.
Yeah, this. Here he is, right here, Thomas. That mic's for you. So grab a chair and sit down. The CEO, the founder of the first ever Copenhagen Comedy Festival that brought us all together, just pulled in. He is a fantastic looking, of course. He's gorgeous. His son walked in behind him, which literally makes him look like a 4.5. He goes from a 10 to a 4.5 when his fucking broad shoulders, blonde son walks in. And he's look at him. Look at this guy. I mean, it's like a superhero sperm you have. Like, can he fly? What does he fight crime on a bike? What does he do?
He does look like a young Thor.
He does, right?
Or a guy that beats Karate Kid in like the 7th movie.
Yeah.
I can fucking listen to you say karate for the rest of my life. Karate coming out of you is a magical thing. How you doing?
Very good. Looking forward to the grand finale tonight.
The grand finale, yeah. We gonna have fireworks?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All arranged. It was just a precursor of what we saw the other night.
Are we gonna work out the sound too, right?
Yeah. I think tonight we're gonna have sound on.
We're gonna have sound. That's fucking fantastic. It's not going to go in and out during the whole, say, hey, I'm on your hair. This is what I heard last night. So anyways, I was going down the thing and going over there. And yeah, let me just, I'm a fat fuck. Yeah, who are you? What's going on? Fuck off. Suck a dick. Dick, fuck, fuck.
There was so many words missing. People thought you were 10. They missed all the bits of material.
He's doing the accent again.
I love fucking, when Ari gets a joke, he goes, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
The best. So yeah, this is the crew. We're missing one guy, Daryl, who's from South Africa.
Darren.
Sorry, fuck. I'll never hear
Darren
this.
Darren, fuck, yeah.
but we replaced him with a very funny Irishman. And how are you enjoying the first ever Copenhagen Festival?
Absolutely. It's been a fantastic experience to see the event grow from evening to evening and see how people start to get the whole thing better and better and see you all warm up better and better. So it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. And again, people, he sounds exactly what he looks like. Exactly what he sounds like. I mean, I have dyslexia.
I think he looks like the second last guy to die in a Die Hard movie.
I actually,
or maybe the last. Like,
I don't. I think he's the guy that does the coding where he starts yelling. I almost got it. Give me some slack. You know what I mean? Where he's panicking and then he kind of, he gets away and he's like driving away and all of a sudden like another guy falls, the main bad guy falls off the building.
He dies an ironic death.
Yeah, ironic death.
Yeah, funny death.
Yeah. One of those where you think, he's going to make it. Ah, oh, no.
Yeah, he gets killed by the black guy in the Die Hard movie.
and then the main bad guy kills the black guy. And then it's just the white guy is left, the white
good
guy. Then
it's just Bruce.
I'm still disturbed by Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom when they're hanging off the creepers on the side of the cliff and the main bad guy like kills his own henchman in order to save it. I know it happens. I'm not an innocent, you know. I know, but like, but it's, I still remember it, you know. I mean, I remember that bit and the bit where they rip the heart out. That's all the two bits I remember from that movie. I just feel it's so bad for group morale, like that kind of situation. Yeah. Like, you know, you think of any company where, you know, the boss just completely takes the piss out of the most his most loyal co-worker. Yeah. And it just morale just goes downhill after that, you know, because the bad guy has to be thinking about what's going to happen post the enchanted.
He must have had a really embarrassing meeting after that. Like, okay, guys, I know it got a little crazy over there, but do remember
if he believes that he's going to get away. If the main guy, bad guy, believes he's going to get away, then presumably he's got some plan to start again with whatever child sacrifice enterprise he's going to do.
Right.
So he's got to think, I'm going to need some people.
And they're not going to come. Because they're going to be like, dude, I heard what you did to the fucking Charlie.
Yeah, it's going to be so hard to like build a team after
that. Yeah, yeah. You fucking ripped Charlie's heart out and Ming Long Ding, you threw him right off the fucking mountain.
Yeah. And how do I know that's not going to happen again? And like,
I can do is promise you that I will try not to do that. That's all I have. That's all I can say. I am a bad guy after all.
Yeah, yeah. So those assurances are worth nothing to me. You know,
it's going
to
be a good talk. Well, that's how he got the religion in the first place. Yeah, he'll probably be able to convince some people.
He'd probably like go on to set up like a really odd church in the deep south of the United States. He'd make a lot more money as well in these huge caverns. Yeah.
Get some
amphitheaters.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Get a couple of fucking rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
You took me today to a castle.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy. And you knew the lady. That was the craziest part.
How do you know a Castellan? How do you know someone who owns a castle?
Is it a Castellan?
Let's just call it that.
Castellan, I think it is,
Castellan.
It was pretty crazy.
It was, it's a beautiful place.
What's it called?
It's called Frydenlund.
What is it called?
It means the place of pleasure.
You know you got a nice house when it has a name.
Yeah, it was, it was really unbelievable. I mean, we pulled up, I thought there was going to be guards, and all this fucking craziness, and there was just this lady, this beautiful Danish lady, and she just had some boots on, and she goes, "You want a tour?" Like they start talking, and I knew what you were saying. But you started talking. Yes, but I could tell by there. The mailman was pissed because I knew he was mad. Whatever the fuck he said. And he was banging the mail.
That's what he said, actually. Yeah.
And then and then we took a tour of this amazing castle. That's crazy, man. Could you imagine living in a fucking castle?
And not just a building that's built to look like a castle.
And you know, this is an ambition for all comedians because it was owned by probably the biggest comedian that Denmark had.
Which is the smallest comedian in the world.
Victor Boll.
Victor Boll.
Yeah.
Who's that?
You know him?
Victor Borch.
Oh, Victor Borge.
Yeah.
Borge.
He's Denmark. Spanish Archer in Borge.
He's from Denmark?
Yeah.
He did a Young Comedian special. He hosted a Young Comedian special.
He did? In America? Is that the guy with the piano?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But he wears American flag suspenders?
Yeah, he was very happy about him, the U.S.
So. How long ago was this that he was a big deal?
He died 80s? 10 years ago.
Okay.
And he owned the place for 25 years and sold it in the 60s to this family.
Really?
Yeah. He left.
He owned it
World
back
War
then.
Yeah. He left Denmark after World War II, right? I think so. And he left because he was Jewish. So he left for the U.S. and made a career over there.
I think they took over the place that he owned in the 50s.
Okay, so wait a second. He lived here until the 60s and then sold it and went to America.
Yeah.
So he lived in America for how long?
All of his career. He came back on a yearly basis to do
concerts.
So
he's an American?
He is a Danish-American, yes.
So he's an American comedian?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So you really can't claim him as a Danish comedian?
I don't know.
Very much so. Every time.
Give them one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay,
don't take that away
from
us.
Me and Ari have to talk. Do you want to give him this?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I mean,
he did live here.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
Yeah, but dude, we like the guy. I remember
he was born here.
He had a great opener. He came out, and everyone started going crazy clapping during the recording of the Young Comedian special with his bow tie and his long, you know, with tails in the back of his jacket, like a pianist. Yeah. And they're all like clapping, and he's like putting his hands up, like to stop, so we can get started, you know? And then they finally slow down, and he goes, "Thank you." And then this huge puff of smoke he's been holding in for the last 45 seconds just comes out like he had just smoked before he went out. And you know what? He was like, "What the fuck did that come from?" Yeah. Best opening line I've ever seen.
Yeah, he always smoked on stage.
Yeah.
That's one thing about being over here is it makes me want to smoke.
Oh, yeah.
So
for sure,
fucking bad. I don't know what the fuck you guys do to make smoking look so sexy and cool. I remember the first time I went to Amsterdam, all I did was smoke cigarettes and drink fucking little baby coffees. And I loved life all day. And I come back here and I'm like, I just want to smoke. I always want to go outside all day, just have cigarettes, just chain smoke your fucking weird cigarettes. And have delicious coffee.
It's because the people here are so good looking. It looks like they're all smoking in a movie.
They are really good looking over here.
Yeah, they are.
It's almost ridiculous. Like the gene pool you have over here. Where does it come from?
We exported for some 100 years during the Viking Age. And it spread all over.
Is it from the Vikings?
I guess that's a popular theory, yes. Yeah. The Irish got their share.
I think the theory is that we went everywhere in the northern part of Europe and then just took the best-looking ladies back.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was. Wherever they pillaged, they weren't going to bring the Uggos back.
So we went to Iceland,
and
we
brought the ones
we
wanted.
To Ireland, and we just picked
Did they
the
call
ones
them Uggos?
Liked.
Yeah, they called them Uggos.
You girls, you're coming with us.
Well, Colm showed us yesterday how the remaining people look like, so.
Oh, snaps!
Yeah,
snap.
Well, it's a joke I tell to myself, so it's okay.
He's in.
But
on
I want to know, because you often hear the two words, what the Vikings did, rape and pillage. I want to know, how do you pillage? What, like, how do you know you're pillaging?
You go in the house and grab the bread and the cheese and a cup and drink the wine and maybe a chicken.
It's
that's just the
stealing.
Pillaging.
No, what is pillaging?
Is it just stealing everything?
Yeah. Like, stealing everything.
What about setting houses on fire? Is that pillaging?
It's like stealing in bulk, I think.
That's afterwards.
Oh, okay.
It's like
afterwards.
Looting. It's today's
it's
looting.
Well, I like the idea that, you know, burglars would start pillaging as well. Like, because burglars are so selective. They're always looking for things of high value. But I just like the idea of a burglar, like, stealing your curtains. And he just comes in through the he's going out the window with the loot, and he just takes the curtains and just some other thing that he doesn't need, like an ornament or one of those snow globes.
Stealing a chair that you were going to throw out
because,
anyway.
Because I guess pillaging must be very demoralizing.
Well, pillaging...
Like, if you come back to your house, it's been pillaged. Like, It's going to take you 3 days before you do any kind of revenge.
But you can understand. Yeah. Back in the day, they had nothing in the house. You know what I mean? So it's not like you could fucking rob it for a specific. There's no Sony, you know, fucking PlayStation. There's not a plasma. There's no jewelry. It's just a house, you know, with like fucking a wooden spoon,
yeah,
and a fucking a thing of cheese they just made. So you got to kind of pillage it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to kind of just grab shit. I'm going to take that cup. I'm going to take that fucking. What is that? I don't even know what that is. What is that? A shutter? I'm taking that shutter because I need a shutter. And I don't have shutters.
And a really primitive.
Yeah, I'm going to take that hot little blonde 13-year-old too. Yeah. Throw that girl over my shoulder because she's not an uggo. Leave that redhead uggo right over there with that fang tooth. Get that fang tooth redhead the fuck out of here.
The one who opens the tins.
The one who opens the pickles. That's funny. Yeah, pillaging is such a nicer way to say it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like crack and cocaine where they just call pretty much black people. What they do, they just call crack so they can make it a harsher punishment. Maybe black people are like looters. The rich whites are pillaging.
That was Ari Shaffir who said that. I'm Robert Kelly. I don't agree with anything Ari Shaffir said.
Disclaimer.
And I'm not Jewish, so I can't say these things. I'm a white person, so I will not say anything unless it's against terrorism.
Word for them.
I can say things against terrorism. Terrorists are bad people.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I'm allowed to say that.
And Indians still, probably.
You can't fuck with me. You know what, man? I will never... I've actually got into two altercations with Indian dudes, and I've never met a more prideful man. A more alpha. They're very alpha male. They're very prideful.
Which American Indian or
no.
Indian?
Well, in the airport, I don't know. Indian. Like Aziz. So I would. I was in the airport, and the guy kept hitting me in the back of the Achilles with his fucking luggage cart, and I let it go like five times, and I gave a couple. You know, just to let you know, back the fuck up. And
he didn't take it.
He did it again. I go, hey, I go, could you stop hitting the back of my leg? And he went, you don't yell at me. And I went, well, you're hitting the back of my leg. He goes, you don't yell at me. You don't yell. And I go, you're hitting the back of my leg. Don't yell. He didn't give a fuck. He was like 4'2", weighed 100 pounds. He had like an eyebrow missing. He didn't give a fuck. He was going to beat the fuck out of me. You don't yell at me. You can tell me, if I had said, hey, can you please, he would have probably said, okay.
Oh, right.
But I yelled at him.
No, he would have had some other problem.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, well, don't yell at me. It's like, well, address the issue, though.
That's why I love Ari Shaffir. He can immediately, in an argument, figure out his point of view and just say, no, but address the issue. You hit me first.
I don't yell.
The only thing that situation was missing was Ari wandering over saying, I couldn't help but overhear the situation you're having here. And I just, you know, let's just take a step back
and address the issue
that I believe was first raised. And then the Indian guy says, you don't try logic with me. You know.
Yeah.
Who said Irish people aren't funny? I mean,
nobody ever
said that.
Oh shit! Sorry,
you never said it.
I heard an Italian guy say it.
One of the lesser known cliches.
Yeah, that's the strangest stereotype I've heard. Well, they're not very funny.
Irish aren't funny.
Hey, I heard those fucking Irish guys aren't funny. Yeah. Those cocksuckers, those mics over there, they're not fucking funny.
They have no idea what sarcasm is whatsoever.
Yeah, they fucking listen to you two and fucking yell at each other and then get drunk and shit on each other's chests.
It's like a weird mixture of random.
No, that
stuff.
Final thing, that is true.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, another chest shitting U2 session tonight? Yeah, let's do that.
So, it was this whole Denmark thing, this whole Copenhagen Comedy Festival, it's international. You wanted people from all over. You didn't want just people from Denmark. You didn't want just people from America. You wanted people from as many places as you could get. And this is its first year. And this is something you want to do because Denmark comedy scene is what? I mean, you both can talk on this. It's non-existent. It's small. It's new. What?
I think my comment is that and Valdemar is much more engaged in
okay,
the
comedy. Okay, so let him talk first.
So then. I think I'll give the word to him.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Tom. Go ahead.
So I think that we have a very big Danish comedy scene. A lot of comedians seem to come out more or less with the same topics every year and in a very Some of them are very talented, but it just seems to be a little bit inbred.
Inbred.
Inbred, yeah.
You relax. Not Iceland, relax.
Inbred.
Oh, somebody talk about bread?
No, I have some bread over here.
Nothing wrong with that. Poutine.
Poutine. Oh,
Montreal. And so I thought that what I've experienced traveling around, seeing international comedy shows on business travels and others, I thought that we could have more of that in Copenhagen, just to have more flavors to choose from. And it has been absolutely great to have a New York experience in Copenhagen. It's the diversity that you see from different nationalities, I think, serves a fantastic purpose. The stereotypes that we have about each other are so greatly addressed through humor. Mm-hmm. And I think that lifts any reflecting person will appreciate that. And you leave a comedy show like that with a lot of new angles on many issues. I think that's great.
Right, that's great. What do you think?
Well, I think there is a potential for comedy, not just in Denmark, but in all of Northern Europe. A lot of countries are starting to have more English-speaking comedy, and especially countries that didn't used to speak that much English. But right. We have big expat communities, and we have a lot of young people who learn to speak English early on, and they want to watch really good comedy. We have really good comedians in Denmark, but it's not profitable to be working as an English-speaking comedian in Copenhagen.
Right.
So everybody's just speaking Danish because that's where the money is.
Now, there's a lot of funny Danish comics.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could get one of them on the show?
I think you have at some point.
Oh.
What is he, chopped liver?
I don't like that Thomas went to answer it. I'm kidding you, asshole. He's right here.
I'll just get one of the other ones. one of the funny ones.
Well, you know what's funny?
The other one.
Here's the thing.
The other one.
I don't know if Ari can attest to this. Sometimes when you go to other countries, yeah. I've been to Canada, mm-hmm. I've been to Amsterdam, and sometimes you go there. The local, it's like you go on these shows and you're like, oh, fuck me. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, fuck. Like, this guy stinks. And you're like, fucking wowie, wee wee. I got to fucking deal with this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, what's up? Yeah, how are you after every set? Hey.
Yeah, Valdemar's been doing great, though.
No, not
yet.
But I think that's my point is everybody on the show is fucking killing it, which is great. It's like a relief. Like, everybody's fucking hilarious in their own way. So you really did pick a great lineup of guys. I mean, Val's killing it. Mm.
Were there any countries that you wanted to get or that wanted to get in, but you were like, I'm not fucking having that country in my festival?
Chile.
Actually,
were there any Mexican comics?
Actually, I had an ambition when I started all out.
Remember to future-proof your answer as well.
Yes. Remember.
I'm ready.
I'm not deleting any of this.
I've done quarterly reports a long time. I can do that.
Robert, please, could you delete the part where I say, I don't want anybody from Portugal.
These fucking Budapesters.
Yeah. Budapest.
Who cares? You're fucking high. You can say whatever you want.
No, I think that it's. I had Iranian guys, and I had. I like to have some controversy. So it would be nice to have an Iranian and a Jewish guy at the same show.
ISIS comic. You should have an ISIS comic.
ISIS.
He'll do jokes about beheading. Yeah. Hey, you ever go to behead somebody and your sword's all dull, right?
Your sword's all dull.
It takes like 10, 11 chops to get just through his head. He's screaming like, come on, man. We doing this or not?
Yeah.
You ever hit
record on the fucking camera and you start doing Allah Akbar, right? And then all of a sudden you run out of battery and then fuck, the bomb blows up and the fucking American soldiers, what the fuck?
You got to hope with an ISIS comic that he's not a prop comic either. That I know. Him walking out there.
It's funny.
He's like, oh, I need my bag. What do you need your bag for? Just leave the bag backstage.
Don't leave your bag.
I feel bad that I took.
I'm just gonna leave my bag unattended in this corner.
I took Ari's joke and I did it worse right after him on the same show. Literally, he just did it and I went and did it after and I fumbled.
Same exact joke.
Just a fucking. You guys added to it. I just did the same exact thing except worse. I suck.
What version of the joke did we build upon though? Because if we built on the shit version, ours is shit also.
Right. So. Yeah. That's good. You're right. So I was a buffer.
Foundation.
To give you guys a sec. Uh-huh. There was a comic, I don't know if you know Hood. Remember Hood?
No.
Iranian guy. Worked the cellar in New York. Hood. His name was Hood.
Because you were Hood?
No, his just name was Hood. It was, oh. I don't fucking.
Black
don't,
guy.
From the I'll Google it later. Okay. No, he was Iranian. Yeah. Iranian. Staying on topic, he was Iranian.
Yeah.
But right after he stopped working the cellar. Like yeah. they stopped giving him avails.
At 9/11?
No, before 9/11. Oh. Then 9/11 came, and the owner of the Comedy Cellar had him working all shows on the weekend because one of his bits, he had a fucking bomb under his shirt.
Jeez. Uh-huh.
So he'd be like, you know, he'd do, I forget what the bit was.
They would do that after 9/11?
Dude, wow. The fucking week after.
What,
listen to me.
What did the crowd do?
Dude, it was a little... Dude, we all ran down just to wait to see, like, somebody... And he fucking killed. It killed. It fucking wow. killed, dude.
Like,
it
funny killed? Killed or?
Yeah, funny.
Yeah, he went off every evening. Yeah.
But I was fucking nervous, you know, because, you know, he worked in the World Trade Center, and he wasn't there that morning, so figure that out.
Yeah.
He's going to show up one day, and it's going to be like, yeah, the whole fucking cellar's going to go up.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was fucking nuts. Nuts. And for him to do it... it's such a shit thing as a comic. You're like, you probably don't want to do it. You probably just want to go do your act, your other act. Let me just
the one
he was
doing 2 weeks before, the same one.
Yeah, touche. What are you gonna say?
Yeah,
you got a point again. Oh my god!
So I think we should address the issue of the thing in the shins.
What do you mean?
With the guy, the Indian guy hitting you. I still think he didn't. Give
it was
you a
Achilles.
Proper answer. Yeah.
It was the Achilles in the back. He, you know, you put your suitcases on the cart.
Yeah.
And that little bottom part, the bumper.
Okay. Which is Achilles high.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why did he keep hitting you?
I don't know. I have a big problem with being in lines. I don't fucking touch the person in front of me, and you have enough room to swing around with a backpack on. So if you have a purse or a backpack.
You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. We're both. It doesn't matter.
I leave my bag behind me now as a buffer.
I actually hit people. I'll leave my backpack on and I will swing.
To try to hit them.
And try to hit them.
Like Horace Grant. Just fucking swinging elbows. And if anybody's nearby you.
Absolutely. I will swing around. And if I'm walking through and there's a... Like, you ever be in an airport store and there's a lady with her fucking, you know, huge pocketbook?
Uh-huh.
And you can't get by?
Yeah.
I'll just fucking bump. I'll just fucking plow through. And she'll twist. Like, what the fuck? Fuck you. Your pocketbook is behind you.
Yeah.
You got a bag. Fuck off. You know, I hate that.
Yeah.
So he hit me in the line. And then we sat there and argued. And you can... What's wrong?
Oh. He's telling his son he's got to go to work.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I need someone to work the farm.
He just threw a fucking candy at his kid.
Threw a Haribo Larva.
He tried not to make noise, and we just heard.
The recording.
Yeah, but I heard the candy just fucking bounce off the floor. They're gonna think I'm.
This is how villains,
look,
super
cigarette
villains
marks
start
in
movies. It's incidents like from their. It's all his issues with their father. One of the things that triggered it was he threw fucking candy at me.
Yeah. That's great. He's gonna fucking sabotage.
In public.
He's the one who fucked up the sound last night because he's mad at you.
Yeah.
You threw candy at me.
You don't throw candy at me.
Yeah. If your son was a fat guy, that would be so much meaner. Just throw candy
it's
at
me. It's kind of mean because there's a fat guy staring at you right now.
Oh, I looked away from you on purpose. And not make it feel like it was about you.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Indian dudes at all. And cab drivers, too, in New York City.
They're fighty. They're arguey, those Indians.
They
don't like to lose an argument.
They will not lose an argument. They're very prideful people.
Thumbs down.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't because of that sort of behavior.
Really?
Be normal and stop smelling like curry
Jesus
all the time.
Christ.
Ari. See, that goes too far.
Again,
but
that was Ari. Again, that was Ari Shaffir. He has a skeptic
disclaimer,
tank.
Disclaimer.
He's at Ari Shaffir on Twitter, and he is Jewish, so he can say these things because his people were fucking.
You're listening to
friends.
This Jewish American Life on NPR.
American Life. We had this guy named Vikash in college, and we used to always say it smelled like curry whenever he walked in a room and be like, you smell that? He'd be like, you guys, stop it. It's not funny anymore. No, I smell something. Oh, Vikash, you're here. No wonder. I knew it was curry or something. That's not funny?
Even your try at an Indian
over
restaurant is a bit racist.
Yeah, it smells like curry in here. We're like, oh, like it's called Curry House. Come on, man. Have some class.
Why, you have a problem with Indians?
Yeah, they're pushy. That's my big problem with them. I use the curry smell as an insult to hurt the people that are pushy.
I don't think they're. I don't know if it's. I don't think it's pushy. Yeah.
They,
I think it's
they don't
pride.
Like to lose arguments.
I think it's their pride. That's I think. I think because in their country, there's so much. You have to fuck you. You don't. There's so many people. There's so much poverty. It's like fuck you. I don't care. I will die in the streets to prove to say you don't yell at me, you don't embarrass me, because
it's
you
honor.
Know what I mean? It's yeah, some type of pride, some weird honor and pride.
No, like, Shanghai has like 24 million people. Thing. They don't do that.
You don't think there's a, like a personal space
personal
thing?
Space issue? Yeah, no, that's saying, why he was bumping in the first place, but not why he can't lose the
if
argument.
If I was Indian and you were confronting me, you were intruding my personal space in a way that my culture is not it's not a part of my
not
culture.
Not a problem.
So you are stepping over a line
out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
So it's my fault.
Yeah, you're
in his eyes.
It's always your fault.
Why did you put your Achilles heel there?
Yeah. I think he's an asshole. I think he was an asshole. I think he did it. I don't think he knew he did it, but I don't think he cared he was doing it. And then I did. I snapped that typical fucking. I probably shouldn't have snapped. I should have said, "Hey, can you stop?" I should have gave him at least one. "Hey, you hit me in the back. Can you stop doing that?" Which is, I don't know if that. I think that's the hardest thing in the world to do, because when you're in your own head building up a resentment for fucking 8 minutes. And you're already panicking because you have to fly and you're missing blah, blah, and you have anxiety, and then someone's hitting your Achilles and you're like, this motherfucker, what the fuck, and then he does it again. What the fuck? Stop hitting me. You're hitting my, that was probably
a little
overboard.
So basically you've had all the reasonable interjections with him have been had internally, and the only one he hears.
that's actually my MO with everything.
Yeah, your process.
I literally have had I have arguments with people in my own head.
You had yesterday.
What's that? What's that?
You were saying building up. Wasn't it you saying building up the argument with your wife?
Yes.
That it builds up inside you, and then you hand her.
No, that's me. That was me. That was me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he just wishes it was me. Yeah. You're just unbearable
just
to look at.
Just trying to remember a good joke that you made.
Oh, snap. We didn't say you fucking Denmark comics weren't witty.
I can't remember any. Really.
We got the joke. Don't do it twice. That's a real good one. He's gonna fucking smash by a Viking. So we have one more show tonight. It's done. Yeah. And then we all go on. And you leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
You leave tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody leaves tomorrow except for me.
Yeah. You're staying an extra day. To go to Tivoli.
To go to what?
Tivoli.
What's Tivoli?
The amusement park.
That's no, it's not open.
That's right. No, yeah.
It's not open.
It's closed until close
no,
for 2 weeks.
I love that. He took me to the amusement park and it was closed, and he took me right to the red light district.
Yeah.
Come
Jay. Hey, come on, champ. Cheer up. Sorry, Disneyland's closed, sport.
Get an 11 a.m. hooker.
Kind of roller coaster.
Yeah.
Ugh. It was so gross, too, because I was picturing that it would be blonde women.
Yeah.
And it was just a typical fucking... It's the same fucking chick that's in Tempe, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Same fucking whore. You know what I mean? The same fucking whore. She just speaks 7 different languages over here.
Probably has a PhD.
A PhD. Oh, that'd be so fucking fascinating. Have you ever been with a hooker?
No.
Never?
Never.
It's weird. Wow. You've been with a hooker?
No.
Never?
No.
You've never been with a hooker.
Well, is that a big shock to you?
Well, I don't know.
Is this like a rites of passage you have to go through in America? Son, I'm going to get you a hooker for your 10th birthday. I mean,
yeah, it's actually the 8th. But yeah.
No. No, do you want to?
What about you?
Nope. Never.
Never been with a hooker?
Nope.
Thomas?
Not either.
What?
Never been to a massage parlor?
Never.
Never got a hand job?
Never.
Never got a hand job?
At a massage parlor? Yeah. No.
Never got
no,
a, no. Never got a massage.
I never got a massage parlor thing.
You ever get a hooker?
Oh, I had one this morning.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Hotel.
Are you kidding me?
Dude.
Listen to me.
What's that?
Maybe it wasn't a language thing that she might have just been doing the room.
No, you deal with the guy on the phone. Oh, yeah, she might have just been making up the room.
Wait a minute. You got a fucking hooker today?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Remember that
I went to a castle. I thought that was the shit. You're getting fucking
get
hookers
hooker.
You're riding bikes and fucking getting hookers.
Remember that scene? What was that series of movies with Jack Ryan where Harrison Ford played like a Hunt for Red October kind of thing? What was it? Whatever that scene was. Remember the one they had the IRA one?
Yep.
And there was that hot chick who found that dude at the bar, that hot head chick, and she was like, "Hey, come upstairs." And she fucked that guy and then murdered him.
Yeah.
Did you know that girl?
No, I did not.
Oh, she was so hot.
She may not even have been Irish.
Oh.
So
it's Patriot Games.
Yeah, Patriot Games.
Patriot Games. Did you say you didn't get a hooker this morning?
No.
You motherfucker. Have you ever gotten a hooker?
Yeah, I have.
When was the last time you got one?
A few years ago.
A few years ago?
Yeah.
Really?
I went by in China when I was like...
You went by? You fucked a dude?
No, I just went walking through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all old white men there.
You fucked an old white guy in China?
Yeah, they make the best ones.
What the fuck is it?
Oh, dude, unless you had an older white man.
China, the country, or just a giant China receptacle?
They moved most of the production from Europe and to China.
Reasons for that.
Foreign production.
Yeah, it's cheaper. Yeah.
So it was in China you banged the hooker?
No, I did not.
Oh, I thought you just said you banged the hooker
in
China.
No, I went by there to look, but I didn't get any.
Right. Let's see if we can hear what they're saying.
I like how he's whispering even though he's talking in
another language.
The guy with no hair, is he the one? He thinks a bullet through your temple.
So Thomas has to go deal with the dignitary.
Then he lays a piece of candy on my forehead. Because that's his thing. You got to go?
No, we just need to fix the sound.
Go fix the sound. You come back up when you're done.
We need to fix the sound?
Okay, yeah. All right. Sure. All right, so we're going to do that? All right. So, anyways, we'll go for a couple more minutes.
Professional laying your mic down on the cord so it doesn't, like, make a bang.
I've had a blast this week. I've had a good time, man. What a good festival, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
I love when the side conversation is going
on. Is that the one in the movie? Oh, sorry, this is still recording.
Yeah, this
is
relevant.
We're still going,
no
you
way.
Fucking asshole.
No way.
We're not on a fucking bus going to Ireland. What are you doing?
No, she was the daughter in that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Flora Birch, bro.
I'm recording, you asshole.
I know. We're talking about the Jack Ryan's
movie. Yeah, but there's people going to be listening. And
I know. They should listen to what we're saying.
Well, you haven't said anything.
Thora Birch, because you keep talking about other stuff.
I'm trying to get you to fucking explain what it is, you fucking
Thora
jackass.
Thora Birch was in.
Stop acting like you have your own podcast.
Thora Birch was in Training Day. When was that movie?
No, Patriot Game.
Who is that?
I think she was a daughter.
Who is it?
I got a picture.
Pete said maybe that's the hot redhead.
Can I see?
It's not the hot redhead.
Oh, let me see. All right, good. Let's do this later. How's that sound?
You're what's phone? Up? My phone.
You're in phone jail, my friend. Phone jail. How's that? All right. Typical fucking Irish guy has to mix it up.
It's called cross-platforming, okay? That's what we're doing here.
Is it cross-platforming?
I have no idea.
I love that, though. It's fucking great. That's a good name for
it. It's a business word.
You should have a podcast called cross-platforming where you talk to other people from other countries. Two other people simultaneously. So anyways, you go back tomorrow. Everybody's gone. I'm here by myself for a day.
Yeah. Which is like it's the worst thing in the world that you're in Copenhagen, Denmark for a day.
I get lonely. What am I going to do?
Jerk it.
I already jerked. I jerked it twice since I've been here.
I jerked it a lot since I've been here.
This is what sucks about jerking in at this hotel, okay? What? Is that, you know, in an American hotel, they give you 95 towels.
Not many hand towels.
No, they give you three little hand towels, two medium face towels, and then four big fucking towels. Here, they give you two big towels and one floor towel. No face towels.
Not a problem for me.
Yeah, why?
I'm a sock guy.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that fucking means, Ari.
I don't use hand towels like a fucking peasant.
What do you do?
Turn my sock inside out.
And jizz in it?
Yeah.
And that's not like a peasant? Yeah, that's like a homeless person.
Innovative, man. It's a get everywhere.
So what do you do with the socks?
Back in the hamper.
What hamper? There's no hamper here.
Pile of laundry.
And then where do you put them? Back in your fucking bag?
In the dirty laundry.
The dirty laundry. When did you clean your laundry?
What do you mean?
After
have you cleaned
home.
It?
I'll clean it in London.
You'll clean it. So 3 days. So you're going to pack tomorrow and you're going to have a bag full of jizz socks?
Yeah, in like where my laundry bag is.
Some people have just arrived. So
sorry, guys.
Give them some contact.
Yeah, we're talking about how to get around the non-face towels in the hotel rooms here.
Yeah, just leave them in your plastic bag.
I think this is part of Ari Shafir's thing against the airport security. If you want to open his bag, be my guest.
You want to open this bag? It smells like a pool and fucking
look
old apples.
My socks. Enjoy. Medical condition.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, start taking jizz socks to the TSA and leave them in the fucking bin.
Yeah.
Say, there you go. Leave my jizz sock.
So you know you're going to have to make them go through
no,
your jizz
no liquids,
socks.
Huh? Okay, well, there you go.
Here's a fucking hand towel.
I'd like to think that in medieval English there is an actual word, jizz sock, that has been, you know, over time been discarded by the Oxford English dictionary.
Well, they found it like in a castle. What is this? That's an ancient jizz sock. the king used to use that.
It might have been pronounced like jizzuk.
Jizzuk. Yeah, that's where it originally comes from. Jizzuk. This jizzuk belonged to Henry V.
It's been fossilized by all
the fossilized jizzuk.
If you want to sit down, you can. If you want to sit back down, go ahead, sit down. Yo, if you don't want to, if you can't, go talk to your friends. I don't want to fuck things up. Anyways, Yeah. I always afraid to ask Thomas these things because he's such a sophisticated guy. I mean, you know, he was a CEO of a company. He was the head motherfucker, and now he's hanging out with us degenerates. It was just what a drop off for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's slumming it.
He's like a disgraced aristocrat in Victorian England in an opium den.
Yes.
Like
don't tell anyone.
A gin palace. And we call him, our nickname for him is the professor. Because he knows things. He knows how to read and everything.
He went to school, didn't he? What a twat.
Yeah. Have a look at this pamphlet. What does it say? Hey?
Read it to us, professor. You and your fancy reading skills.
I'm up before the old beat, before the magistrate in the morning. Can you help me with your reading skills?
Your reading skills.
I'm sort of channeling Russell Brand here at the moment,
yes,
but
yeah.
I think, yeah, he doesn't have a jizz sock. He has a jizz man, a jizz man that holds the jizz sock.
a jizz wart.
And he has a little bell, ding, ling, 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 and he runs in
the jotler.
And that probably became a surname after a while. Like, it's probably somebody called Paul Jizzworth, and he works in insurance.
Yeah.
Well, where did your name come from, Paul? That's an interesting name. Where did that come from?
He was one of the apostles. Paul was originally...
other name.
That's an interesting story.
Paul Jizzworth and his friend Brian Knightsall.
Well, my grandfather's grandfather's grandfather used to catch the jizz from the king.
Yeah. Jizz catcher.
Well, my mother comes from a long line of warts, and my father was a jizz, and she was a feminist, so I became Jizzwort.
Shit.
Isn't that an actual, like, King Henry VIII had like an ass wiper, like, and you know, the king's privy council was the people who were allowed to be in like his toilet room.
Yeah.
And I think, like, so it's a really high title in the UK, so aristocracy now, to be honest.
What's a career plan for a guy like that?
I don't know, wait for the king to die and wash your hands.
What's your way after that?
Yeah, what's your ceiling on that? Well, what are the king's guy, and that's it, then you're done.
What did they use to wipe the king's ass with? Like,
raw silk.
Yeah, feathers. Feathers of extinct birds.
Endangered birds' feathers.
No, I mean, well, does anybody know what they use to wipe asses back
then? I don't know.
Then?
I could Google it, but I'm in phone jail, so...
Oh.
You didn't think that one through. It's what I mean by cross-platforming. You know, yes. Multi-source.
Let's ask Siri.
It is. I think fuck is from, what is that, fornicating under... under king's consent, right?
I don't know.
I think that's the name
a retro,
of fuck.
Retrofitted,
isn't it?
It's a really Anglo-Saxon kind of a Dutch word meaning to pierce or stab or something like that.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Hold on. So you're talking about piercing or stabbing with your penis into a vagina?
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm not, but the medieval
Dutch
Frisians were.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Not a good picture.
Which just messed with my catchphrase. That's what I think. After everything.
That's your catchphrase? Yeah. And your people are the Irish people. And Indians.
Yes, yeah. You don't tell me what I think. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I think. Welcome back. How are we doing?
We're doing good.
The sound okay?
Yes.
It's good?
Yeah.
Monitor's on?
Yes.
Everything's working?
Everything's
loud?
Working. Yes.
Nice?
Very nice.
New sound guy?
Yes.
Better than last night?
The old one from the night before.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck
great.
Yes.
He knows the system.
Yeah.
He's the
great.
Best one in Denmark.
Yeah. That's
probably
so good.
The easiest editable part of the podcast, that last exchange there. You could go in and out of those words perfectly.
Yeah.
He's not going to edit
it. If you edit
this.
It, yeah.
I don't edit this.
Okay.
No, I just air it. I don't have time to fucking edit it. I edited one time. I felt so bad. This guy came on my show. He was on this. They have a show called The Toy Hunter. And he was on, and he said some stuff about some things, and these people listened to this, and they went to the producers, and it was a fucking nightmare, and it was a fucking nightmare. He was like, can you put I'm going to get divorced. And it was like, yeah, and I edited it all out.
So, like, what kind of toys was he hunting? Any sex toys, like, or...
I shouldn't even have said the name because I'm going to have to edit that out now. Jesus Christ, me fucking asshole. Uh-huh. That's what I hate about these fucking shows. You want to just saying anything because it's a conversation. You forget it's being recorded. And I just upload it and then I get an email. Why did you say that about my fucking mother?
Because uh-huh. she was there.
I did that.
Oh, yeah, you did for a show.
For all of us.
I did. Yeah. I do that. You know, like I've done that a bunch of times. I did it at a show one night. Years ago, when I first started comedy, I was doing a benefit for a kid that got shot from my old neighborhood. And, you know, I'm doing my shit, and I look out, and there's a girl there that I used to fuck. And she was the best fuck in the world. She was my favorite lay.
What's her full name?
Yeah. Fucking Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, wow.
And, wow. And I was like, hey, I remember you. And she's with her guy.
Oh.
But I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't know. I wasn't smart enough to go. I just was like, yeah, man, me and her had fun. I didn't say anything crazy. But I shouldn't have. I was like, me and you, remember me? Yeah, we had some good times. Huh? Good for you, kid. Something like that. This guy wanted to beat the fucking piss out of me.
Yeah,
he had like 10 guys. And I didn't even think about it. I walked off. That was fun. And then there's just fucking 10 guys holding this one guy back. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, shit, what'd I say?
They terrible. All knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, they all did. Everybody knew. She knew. Her eyes widened up. This fucking girl was the best. The best.
Really?
Oh. What was the secret?
Some girls just like to fuck and don't have a problem with it. Like, there's no guilt. You don't have to. Like, I remember one time. I had another girl like this, and I was doing all the things that we do, kissing, grabbing a titty, trying to rub their vagina and get them into it. She went, hey, stop. I'm fucking you. We're going to fuck.
Wow.
Relax. Tonight, we're going to fuck each other. So chill out. And I was like, okay. And it was the best fuck of my life. It was the best sex in my life, wow. Some of it, because there was no more pressure. We just hung, talked, made out. You know, ate a pussy, talked some more, sucked my dick, had some ice cream. You know what I mean? Fucked. It's great. It's fucking great. That's why she was great. She just fucked. She had no problem with it.
And I suppose his problem was that you just said exactly what you've told us just now.
I didn't say that.
On stage.
I didn't say that. I was like, you know what I like about your chick? She likes to bang. She likes to fuck. She has no problem. She has no guilt over sucking a cock.
Yeah. No. Wow, that is pretty much it.
No, I didn't. I innuendoed it like an idiot. I was trying to be funny, and I didn't know how to be funny with that. I was just like, yeah, you're a lucky guy. We did it for a while. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But you don't do that.
To
you
some stranger? I was like, hey, what?
I did that again. I was on radio, and my first girlfriend in the world, I was on radio in my hometown, the number one show in the fucking area. And she called in. I haven't seen her in fucking 20 years, maybe longer. And she called in. Hey, it's Kristen. And I was like, oh my God, this is my first girlfriend. You know, we were talking. I was like, oh my God, we did shit in a Toyota that we did stuff in a Toyota you dream of. You know, something like that. Something just silly. Her fucking husband was listening and was pissed. And like she got into trouble. And what do you
know why he got pissed? Because he had to hear about a time she had already fucked someone.
It's
like,
awful.
Who cares? You know what happened. You know I wasn't a virgin when I fucked you.
Yeah.
So I mentioned one of the times that you already probably knew about. And now it's an issue.
Yeah.
Possessive.
It is a weird. I mean, I don't know. If you were at a show and some guy, another comic was said, you'd be pissed if said that about your chick, wouldn't you?
Well, it's two stages. One is how you feel, which you can't help how you feel.
Yeah.
And the other one is how you react. So you can feel bad, but if you react like a dick, you're still a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's
you start swinging at somebody like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? You're fighting someone over there? Your weird feelings? Fucking relax.
I love you so much, Ari.
You don't know.
I fucking love. Do you understand the way he's absolutely fucking 100%. You're fighting somebody over your feelings is fucking one of the greatest things I've ever heard. It really is. Because I've been that guy my whole life. That fucking, I was taught.
That wants to fight?
But I never wanted to fight ever. Even when I fought and won, I felt like shit.
Right.
I would fucking feel sad for that guy's mom because I know how my mom felt when I came home beat up. And I would feel, what happened to you? Who would do this to you? I just, you know, it'd kill me. So that's just so funny. It's right. It gives a fuck about. There's so many guys that want to fight, though. Like, now that I'm.
That justifies it.
A guy just got stabbed over a parking spot in New York. this video in front of his kids. He had his kids in the car. He started with this guy. This guy was getting the best of him. And then he took out a knife and fucking shanked him.
The father?
Yeah, the father.
Said, fuck this. And
he just took the knife out, sap, stabbed him twice.
And stabbed him twice?
He prison stabbed him, so you know he's been in jail. Because he didn't, you know, I don't know if you...
He didn't just do it once. He like...
To stab somebody is harder, the hardest thing in the world to do. To shoot somebody is easy. You just pull a trigger. To stab somebody, you have to push a knife into flesh. That's not an easy thing to do. You think it would be easy. It's very difficult.
You can slash somebody. But to actually...
Yeah. You have to push.
At right angles to the...
Yeah. Yeah.
To the thing you're trying to... Heart.
This guy just went... Just stabbed him.
And then took it out and stabbed again. That's like not even like, what did I do?
Yeah, and he kept... As he was in front of your kid.
Technique.
Can you believe that? In front of your fucking kid.
That's how a kid
over
learns.
A parking spot. That's the hardest thing. When I moved out to Westchester, I just recently moved out of Manhattan, Hell's Kitchen, into the suburbs. And I have to realize now that I have a car again, because not having a car, who gives a fuck? I know the train. I know a cab. I don't care. If I'm in a cab, I'm not driving. It's not my fault. You know what I mean? But when you're in a car, you just feel like you lose. You just get angry. People don't know how to drive. They cut you off. It's just I have to learn how to, like, none of it matters. Cut me off. It's like my wife. My wife, like, well, who cares? Let him go. No, you don't fucking do that. Who gives a fuck? What am I going to fucking, a superhero?
You got to be the judge and the jury.
Yeah.
On somebody else's behavior.
It never ends like it does in the movies, like any fight. Like, you know, in the movies where it's like everybody, you know, they all get a punch and then they go unconscious. Yeah. And that's okay. And then they wake up a little fuzzy headed. I think if you got a punch and you were knocked out, it's probably there's other damage there and a court case.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been knocked out.
There are no lawyers in the movies from what I can see.
Right.
And here's the thing. When you punch somebody, a lot of times they don't go down. A lot of times they go,
they're
what the fuck?
There. Yeah.
I was in New York and this fucking little Italian guy from, you know, Brooklyn yelling at big fucking dude like you, dude, like Iceland dude. Just a big blonde European motherfucking dude with a puffy coat on. And this Italian, you fucking cocksucker, you screaming at him. And his girlfriend, yeah, you fucking tell him, Tony, this cock. And this guy's just looking at him like, are you guys crazy? What'd I do? He's just talking like some fucking accent and... He's like, relax, please, relax. He's like, you motherfucker. And I saw the girl yell. He snuck around and got a baseball bat out of his trunk. Snuck around behind the guy and fucking whacked him.
Where? On the head?
In the back.
Oh.
And you heard it. It was a puffy coat. Like that. Just made this big poof. And the guy turned around. Did you just hit me with a bat? Didn't even affect him. And the fucking little Italian guy ran. The whole crowd that was watching just started laughing at him and his dumb girlfriend, because this guy turned around and he looked down. You just hit me with a bat. Wow. And he was like, oh shit.
You know that's, I mean? Such a shit cool way to say the next thing in that interaction. If you say like, what the fuck, that's easier for the Italian guy to say something in response to that. But if you put that like statement to him, then the Italian guy, he probably ran partly because he was afraid, but also because he didn't want to have to say, yes, I suppose I did just hit you with the
not very well.
I see your point.
What, did he catch him flush or something? Dude, or did he not hit him with the end of it? Did he catch him like long ways?
The puffy coat was on.
Yeah.
And he must have caught, I mean, look, it hurt.
Yeah.
But he didn't catch him. I bet he caught him in a flush way. And your back is muscle if you don't hit the bone. And it hit the puffy coat. This puffy coat
didn't wind him, which is what the only other thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
It didn't wind. It did nothing. I've seen that a couple times. I saw a kid I was fucking with. Who's the comic, the black kid with the smile and the glasses?
Kevin Hart. Derek Gaines.
No.
Monroe Martin.
New York. No. Smaller.
Keith Robinson.
No.
Victor Borch.
No.
Tyrone Johnson.
No, there's no Tyrone Johnson. You just put two black names together.
There probably are a bunch.
You should have just went one name. Mudquake. Anyways, he was up front, and the guy came out to me and he said something to me like, "Oh, you're really funny. This guy, not that funny." And he pointed at him like, "Are you fucking nuts?" I go, "Dude, that's rude." No, oh, yeah. Fuck. And this guy was like, "Ah, fuck you, fuck him, get away from me." He was like, "Fuck me, fuck you." And he went, he started doing that. Then Sherrod came out, who doesn't take shit from anybody. And I've seen Sherrod, this guy's a black comic. I've seen him one punch dudes.
Really?
Just fuck, yeah. What? Bang, out, and then walk away. Just a walk off knockout. Uh-huh. And he was yelling, "Fuck you," and his girlfriend, his friend were trying to drag it. "You fucking." And Sherrod was like, "Money, you better get the fuck out, or you're going to get knocked the fuck out." They walked. I was trying to walk him away, like, "Dude, you're going to get your ass kicked." Walked him up the street to Ben's Pizza.
Yeah.
And he was still screaming. And these two Italian guys, just New York all the way, walked up, and they were just looking for trouble. You know, these guys looked tough. And they walked
up. They had some spare time.
Yeah, and they walked up to him, and they go, "Hey," "shut the fuck up." Right? He goes, "You say one more fucking word," and he starts tapping his forehead like this. He goes, "You say one more fucking word, I'm gonna fucking knock you the fuck out," while he's tapping on his forehead like that.
Really?
Just like this. "I'm gonna fucking knock you the fuck out." And this, and I looked at him.
Who said that to him?
One of the Italian kids.
Said it to?
The fucking other idiot screaming at Sherrod and all them.
Oh.
And they were strangers. They had no...
Strangers. They were just excited to tell this kid to shut the fuck... These were legitimate tough guys.
Wow.
And I looked at him. I went, "Don't do it." And he went, "Fuck!" Just... They knocked him out. He just went down. And they went, "Ha!" And they just walked the fuck away. And his girlfriend just started dragging him down the street.
Like, "We got to catch a train." Yeah. We got to go either way.
You can't lie around here.
I mean, but they don't do that here, right? You guys...
Well, the problem is today that people don't just punch you.
Yeah.
If they punch you and you go down, they'll stomp on your face.
Oh, yeah. That's more of a...
Like the fighters that are in the street, they'll stomp on your face and keep kicking you. Until you're close to dead.
Wow. I think that's the worst. Like, you know, things get better in the world, kind of thing. But the fact that people jump in people's heads, there's no ability in it or anything. It's just scum.
No, but you won. You obviously won. Yeah, you're lying down.
But it's not satisfying enough. Yeah. Like, damn, I still want some more punching.
Yeah,
it's like if you put up more of a fight, it'd be more satisfying.
But they don't even punch. Like, they don't. You know, like, it's the kicking. Like, that's just
It's really like a bloodlust kind of thing, and that's a big problem, and that's why, you know, just walk away people start carrying knives, like you said, with the guy who just stabbed somebody in front of his kids. Just what the fuck is going on? And it's the same with fighting, that it just gets more violent, and you just
Well, you guys fight in Ireland. I mean, you guys fight at the drop of a hat, right? I mean,
no, it's the same type of people fight in every country.
Yeah,
is it? I mean,
people who see hats being dropped in Ireland. It's the same idiots, like in the city center. Same description, you know. Most. I think you can avoid most trouble if you want to avoid trouble. And then every so often there'll be like a random kind of fight. But that's a guy walking home at 5:30 in the morning, walking past 15 other guys who haven't got laid. Have run out of alcohol, maybe on some opiate, the kind of opiate that gives you more energy, and you know, they're just pissed off after the night and looking for a resolution, some description, something to talk about. Right. I think half the fights are because people are bored.
Right? Yeah.
Wow, you got some good distance with that one.
Yeah, I almost fucking took my eye out.
Already caught it.
With the fights, it seems like in the old days, it was like a gentleman thing, that you would go outside and I'd punch you, and you'd punch me, but I'd punch you harder, and then you say, "Okay, you win, let's go in and have a beer."
Right.
And that would be the end of it.
Like, yeah.
Okay, sure, well, I'm not as strong as you are, so let's just get drunk. You know.
Yeah, now there's a thug culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the bad guys. I mean, those are thugs.
In a country like Iceland, right, 300,000 people, like, if you're an asshole, everybody knows about it. So how many assholes do you have? You know, like, the kind of people who start trouble outside a pub in Reykjavik.
We have 32 bona fide assholes. Then we have, like, 200
Is there a website?
Jerks.
Yeah. Is there a Facebook page for your 32 assholes?
Oh, yeah.
It's iceholes.com.
Iceholes?
Yeah. Iceholes and... we have
somebody does. He can't just walk away and blend into the fucking darkness. You're like, that was Fjordr.
Pretty soon you're going to, like, within 10 minutes walk, you reach the edge of civilization and yes. it's like a volcano, so you have to turn around and face the music.
Yeah, there's actually like a
we're over here, asshole. That's a fucking volcano. I don't know why they've got we that actually, accent, but
there's a maximum security prison in Iceland that has the worst rapists and killers, and I've performed there twice, and for a while it was
being
quite
raped.
No. Well, in a way it was a hard gig, but yeah, basically this prison had a problem for a while that prisoners were just always escaping because it was so easy. Even though it's the maximum security, it was quite easy to just escape. The problem is it's just no point, because if you escape, where are you going to go?
Right.
You can't hide anywhere. So right. They always caught them. Like, well, yeah, he should be down the road 10 kilometers.
He's going to be raping in around 10 yeah. kilometers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's the only one on the island with that haircut.
Yeah. Coming from the guy from Ireland, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Tiny, tiny island country. Well, what a blast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As soon as the words are out of my mouth, I realized the hollowness of my position. Yes.
But don't you see, like, the guys you meet on the street where you come, they walk past you, and you see he has a tear tattooed on one cheek?
Yeah.
You think he's really sad, or he did something really bad.
I saw a guy here yesterday with fucking four teardrops under his eye.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think after one, we get it.
I'd be much more scared if I'd see a guy with a ha 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 tattooed around his mouth. I mean, whoa, that guy's psycho.
Yeah. Or a tooth tattooed like somewhere down your jaw.
Yeah.
Mourning the tooth that was pulled.
That was there.
Tooth, yeah.
People do that.
No, I maybe. I don't know.
We're let us do the comedy, okay, Tom? No, I'm kidding. I'm talking to the microphone too, you son of a bitch. Hold it to your mouth.
Is that how you're doing?
People do that?
Hey!
So that's why you're all doing this?
Yes. Have you ever gotten to a fight, Thomas?
Yes, a very long time ago when I was 18, 19 years old.
Really? Yeah. What was it over?
Somebody stopped me in a discotheque suddenly, just one stopped me.
And Jesus.
Somebody came up behind me and he said, where are you going? I was going up the stairs.
And he said, where'd you get that white suit?
And then while I was talking to the other guy.
By the way, asshole, it's a club. Okay, stop calling it a discotheque. Yeah, we're trying to build a reputation here.
I don't know what a tech is, okay?
It sounds third level education to me. Stop.
Is that right? Okay.
Discotheque. I haven't heard that. I want a shirt that says discotheque.
Of course, it's my real hair.
So what happened? Well, you said he's going?
He's out of jail now, I think.
He was in jail.
So somebody hit you, and then what happened?
Then I said, "Don't."
Really? That was very polite of you.
You're a bad boy.
Yeah. That was very. And then what did he say? I'm going to.
Well, basically, he took a swing at me. And
I would love to
head.
Hear you being sex, because you're so polite and proper. When you get laid, it's probably like, would you care to suck my nuts? Would you enjoy my penis?
I don't know. I think you got this guy was in the army, so.
How about a bit of fellatio?
I would love, if you wouldn't mind, if I go down and lick a couple swipes on your vajajab.
Swipes.
And then after a spot of coffee, maybe some comedy.
A little cup of comedy.
So did he throw the first punch?
Yeah, and then there was some shuffling back and forth until some bouncer came and separated us, and thankfully threw the other guy out.
It threw him out, and yeah. were you
leaving anyway?
No, I was just going up the stairs, not in the discotheque, but in the club.
Uh-oh. Say discotheque again. I swear we're fighting. Say it again. I'm fighting.
I said not in there.
Ah, shit. All right, well, we got a show to do, so we need to fucking go. You guys have been fantastic. Thanks for being on the You Know What Dude podcast. Why don't we go around the room and just tell people where they can get in touch with you on the internet if they liked hearing you on my show.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have a Twitter account, Ari Eldjord.
You don't have to spell that. I'm sure
most of my fans are from Jersey. So
will normal letters do that? Like, or will we need a new keyboard to
do I need to download
a keyboard?
Yeah, do I need an A with a fucking tear on top of it?
No, it's gonna. It's tattooed onto the A comma. No, it's ARRI, and then it says ELDJARN, of course.
Okay, great.
ELDJAR.
Thank you, buddy.
Ari Elfzar.
Iron.
Yeah, Eagle Fire Iron.
Yeah. Fucking hilarious guy. All week, been killing it. And a super guy, too, man. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Colm O'Regan. The guy you just heard was Eagle Fire Iron. My name means kingly dove.
What the fuck?
Or dovish king, I'm not sure. And I'm on Twitter at Colm O'Regan, Colmoregan.
Awesome, dude. Not as funny as him, but good. Very good. I've enjoyed you. I mean, you've been good.
My name means Lion
you
Pleasant.
Asshole.
I'm kidding. You're fucking, dude, you're hilarious, dude.
Lion Pleasant. And what were the things you guys talked about?
Just Twitter.
Ari Shaffir. It's at Ari Shaffir.
Everybody knows you.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you. And the Skeptic Tank.
It's my podcast.
Yeah. You guys don't have podcasts.
Bobby's been on.
No? You should.
Just got the internet.
You. Yeah, your podcast on trains is fucking amazing. Thomas?
Well, not performing, but...
tell them the name of the website for the festival.
Copenhagen International Comedy Club at Facebook and...
Or / Discotheque.
/ Copenhagen International Discotheque.
It's comedy tech.
Yeah, perhaps sir would like a sherbet with your joke.
What do you got, brother?
Yeah, I'm Valdemar Pustelnik. Valdemar Pustelnik.
How do you...
And I'm on Twitter at Pustelniks. It's fucked. It's Pustelniks.
All right.
Pustelniks.
Again, killing it all week, man. I mean, usually, seriously, you always get nervous at the local host guy. You're like, oh, shit. You're just fucking killing it right out front. Getting everybody in the mood. You're making the show awesome from the start. So
we had good nights. Yeah,
and every a beard show. And what a beard!
Yeah,
what a great beard.
And he can lift the horse.
And he fucking took me to my first true Danish meal. What was it called again?
It was called a pot. There's a pot with 7 kinds of meat.
Can you just give it a better name than that? Jesus Christ. Know. It's a pot with 7 kinds of... I could have said that.
Well, I think there's hyphens in between the words. So,
what is it called on the menu?
Rio Bravo pot.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
No, but say it in your language.
Rio Bravo grill.
There you go.
Yay!
Hey, thank you.
Got there in the end.
What was in that? There was lamb... Sausage,
no, pork sausage,
bacon, steak,
steak, yeah,
and the onions you mentioned,
sour cream,
and
oh,
a cat,
God.
I think, yeah,
it was one of the best things ever. Can we go get that tonight? Sure. All you can eat, too, by the way.
We have been invited to a club tonight.
Oh, great.
Ooh.
The discotheque was closed. So.
All right. You guys are the best. Thank you for being on the show. My name is Robert Kelly. You guys are the best fans in the world. Make sure you go to
Ryan. Your name's Robert Kelly? I thought it was Robert Johnson. This whole time.
And I guess we're going to end on a fucking anticlimactic fucking out. Shit oh. joke. Oh, that stayed right in there. Oh. Fucking drug addict. So make sure you go to riotcast.com and check out all the other shows on the network. We got a brand new show called The Beige Phillip Show. It's kicking ass. And on Band Geek, which is a fucking great show. All musicians talk music, break down songs. Make sure you check them out. And that's it. You know what, dude?
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.